This is the message delivered by Pastor Hon during the third morning service on May 26, 2019. The message title is God's Love Spread Out on the Table. The scripture passage is from Book of Leviticus, chapter 1, verses 1 through 9. Please turn to Book of Leviticus in the Old Testament, chapter 1, verses 1 through 9. Book of Leviticus, chapter 1, verses 1 through 9. The Lord called to Moses and spoke to him from the tent of meeting. He said, "Speak to the Israelites and say to them, when anyone among you brings an offering to the Lord, bring us your offering, an animal from either the herds or from the flock. If the offering is a burnt offering from the herd, you are to offer a male without a defect. You must present it at the entrance to the tent of meeting so that it will be acceptable to the Lord. You are to lay your hand on the head of the burnt offering, and it will be accepted on your behalf to make atonement for you. You are to slaughter the young bull before the Lord, and then Aaron's sons, the priests, shall bring the blood and splash it against the sides of the altar at the entrance to the tent of meeting. You are to skin the burnt offering and cut it into pieces. The sons of Aaron, the priest, are to put fire on the altar and arrange wood on the fire. Then Aaron's sons, the priests, shall arrange the pieces, including the head and the fat, on the wood that is burning on the altar. You are to wash the internal organs and the legs with water. And the priest is to burn all of it on the altar. It is a burnt offering, a food offering, an aroma pleasing to the Lord." This passage suggests a bloody redemptive work of Jesus Christ on the cross. In the book of John, chapter 1, verse 29, John the Baptist said to Jesus who was coming towards him, "Look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." In the letters to the letter to the Romans, Apostle Paul said, "God presented Christ as a sacrifice of atonement through the shedding of his blood to be received by faith." So, a bull or a ram described in the book of Leviticus was presented as a sacrifice. But it represented Jesus Christ who was put on the cross to redeem us from our sins. In verse 4 of chapter 1 of the book of Leviticus, it says, "You are to lay your hand on the head of the burnt offering, and it will be accepted on your behalf to make atonement for you." So the sins of the person who brought that sacrifice is shifted to that sacrificed animal so that he might be accepted by God. And similarly, when we believe in Jesus who was sacrificed on the cross, we are accepted by God. So everything written in the Old Testament was fulfilled by Jesus Christ. For Gentile Christians like us living in the present world, What is written in the book of Leviticus sounds a bit far and maybe difficult to understand. But in fact, that is a misunderstanding. God intended God did not intend to create a distance from him. On the contrary, he wanted to show his intimacy to us through what is written in the book of Leviticus. So what is written in the first chapter of the book of Leviticus makes us associate the bloody the ritual to the redemptive work of Jesus on the cross. But also it represents happy family dining table. In the Bible, there are many illustrations, but one of them is here, that the bridegroom is, God himself, or the Jesus, is illustrated as a groom, while the believers are illustrated as a bride. And the bride and groom does not end just becoming bride and groom. They become a couple and they create a family. And they raise a family in a house. They light the house and they dine together. And so in the Leviticus chapter 24, the tent is like a new home of with Israelites, where God wanted to enjoy the meal with the Israelites as a bride and groom. Let us look at the book of Leviticus, chapter 24, verses 1 through 9. And that is described quite well here, the new home of bride and groom, where bread just out of oven and incense are prepared, and here we can see God's desire to be able to have such family. It can be seen. Let's look at that. Verse 1. The Lord said to Moses, "Command the Israelites to bring you clear oil of pressed olives for the light, so that the lamps may be kept burning continually. Outside the curtain that shields the Ark of the Covenant law in the Tent of Meeting, Aaron is to tend the lamps before the Lord from evening to morning continually. This is to be a lasting ordinance for the generations to come. The lamps on the pure gold lampstand before the Lord must be tended continually. Take the finest flour and bake 12 loaves of bread, using 2/10 of an ephah for each loaf. arrange them in two stacks, six in each stack, on the table of pure gold before the Lord. By each stack, put some pure incense as a memorial portion to represent the bread and to be a food offering presented to the Lord. This bread is to be set out before the Lord regularly, Sabbath after Sabbath, on behalf of the Israelites as a lasting covenant. It belongs to Aaron and his sons, who are to eat it in the sanctuary area, because it is a most holy part of their perpetual share of the food offerings presented to the Lord. In the tent, a high-quality olive oil was used to keep the lamp lit. And on the table, there were bread, loaves made of fine flours. And Aaron's, as representatives of Israelites, dined those bread. And they had, they ate the sacrificed a bull or ram. Verse 9 of chapter 1 of the book of Leviticus said, you are to wash the internal organs and the legs with water, and the priest is to burn all of it on the altar. It is a burnt offering, a food offering, an aroma pleasing to the Lord. And those animals were a sacrifice, but also the aroma of burning those animals were pleasing to the Lord. So in the tent, the priest, as a representative of Israelites, dined with God, bread and the meat. So what is written in the chapter 1 of the book of Leviticus not only describes what Jesus is to be, but also the desire of God to have a family dining with people of Israelites. When we moved to the United States, first a few weeks we did not have a house, and finally when we got an apartment, we entered, but there was nothing there because our luggage had not arrived from Japan, and we only had rice and kimchi. So we put together some carton boxes as a table. And we use that as a table to dine. It's interesting that when we enter into a new home, the first thing we would like to do is to dine together as family. And we feel very grateful to God. And even with the simple meal, we feel very delicious. So the tent of meeting reminds us of a new home of a newlywed bride and groom, where they are going to light a lamp and dine together and converse together. But when we read what is written in the book of Leviticus, we wonder why God goes to that extent to describe all these troublesome rituals. In fact, what is written in Leviticus is not sufficient to slaughter the animals. It's a very simplified description of what to do, slaughtering the animals. And the Jews had to go to Talmud canon, which described very much details of how to do this slaughtering of the animals. On the other hand, the book of Leviticus is very simple. So God did not intend to bind the Israelites so firmly hand and foot. But he wanted to tell the Israelites what he wanted them to do, a minimum, as husband and wife. We can finish our meal with fast food with no conversation. But here, God is saying that the meal begins with slaughtering animals and kneading the dough. So it's extremely a slow food process. But preparing the meal together and eating together the meal, prepared the meal, it seems to imply that this is the way to develop and sustain the relationship between the husband and wife and also the family. Two weeks ago in my message, I said that when we probe into the social problem, we reach the problem of a family. And then if we probe into the family problem, we ended up with a question of whether or not the husband and wife are enjoying dining together, or as a family, are they having a meal together. We said that we have too much the food loss, and so affluent with food these days. But we are living in a family that dining together as a family does not seem to be considered so important. In Japan, it is said that this one out of seven children do not take meals with their parents. And not only that, because of that, their diet is not enough. And it seems our society does not seem to be serious about family dining. There is a 1 second charge drinks to feed you in a quick moment. But if we neglect, if we neglect the importance of having meal together as a family, it's going to break down the family relationship. So here, God is teaching us the importance of having a meal together and converse together. We cannot live our life without eating. And we eat many things, and we tend to think that we are preparing a meal for ourselves. But the fact is that what we prepare, is just transforming what is given by God as a creation. So, to eat is an act of faith to confirm that we are given a daily bread by God. And we get to know God by eating the meals. So what is described in the book of Leviticus is not to tie you up with all the rituals, but He expects to recover or maintain the relationship with mankind. It was a broken relationship or unknown relationship, but because of the grace of God, we were saved, and we became the relationship between bride and groom. And the meal is to maintain the relationship. And that is the place of the place for that was the tent of meeting. The high quality olive oil was used to light a lamp, and high quality bread, the loaf of bread was prepared, and the meat of sacrificed animals were dedicated. And the conversation there, which is the prayer, was to be enjoyed together, to spend time with God. As a couple or the family, we have many anniversary dates. So recently, my wife told me that we never celebrated the wedding anniversary for 18 years. According to Leviticus chapter 23, Israelites had 7 festivals they were to observe, 4 in the spring and 3 in the fall. And what those festivals meant, memorial or anniversary days, it could be engagement anniversary where engagement anniversary or wedding anniversary or the first date anniversary or the birthdays. So what is famous is like the Passover festival or festival of weeks or festival of tabernacles. When we think about the anniversaries, it is usually to commemorate or remember what happened in the past. But some of the festivals in Leviticus 23 remember what is going to happen, and that is the advent and second coming of Christ. And it is really important to remember the Advent on the second coming of Christ every year. And it is important that the Jesus Christ to be in the center of our relationship as a family. And the Lord Jesus, in his life, dined with many people, including his disciples and others. He fed 4,000 or 5,000 crowd. He joined the dinner to celebrate the recovery of Lazarus at the home of Martha and Mary, and he dined and stayed at the house of Zacharias, the tax collector. And after he was resurrected, on the third occasion to meet his disciples, he made fires to broil fish and warm the bread to feed the tired the disciples at the shore of Lake Galilee. And that scene is almost like the tent of meeting. Jesus boiled the fish and warmed the bread. In the tent, there was the lamp which lit inside the tent. And here there was the morning light. So Jesus himself was like the tent of meeting. When the curtain in the tent of meeting split into two, it really represented that Jesus' redemptive work broke down the wall between God and the human being. The night before Jesus was crucified, he dined with his disciples. He spent 3 years with his disciples. They had many, many meals together. But at the end, he also dined with his disciples. Why? Because they are his family. Christ was a groom and believers were the bride. And there are the couples, couples of the family. We said that we remember the work of Christ by eating bread and wine. But don't you wonder, why we remember Jesus with just a piece of bread and a cup of wine? We could have done something different, but no. We take a piece of bread and a cup of wine, and by taking them or eating them, we remember Jesus. Why? because eating directly relates to our lives. In a sense that without eating those, eating Jesus, we cannot live. And Jesus wanted to teach us the truth that we cannot live without Him in us. To be with Jesus or to eat Jesus and having Him in us is what we needed to do, and that is the message of Jesus in the communion table. However, the balanced meals we might take, we may look healthy, but without Jesus in Him, He's not living. And with any good meals, our body eventually decays. But when we eat Christ and dine together with Christ, eternal life is promised to us. So as we appreciate Jesus, let us remember it is the relationship of bride and groom, and also God's love might be expressed and revealed in our table. Let us partake the communion table. Let us pray.